climate sensitivity to greenhouse gases. One of the key characteristics of the climate system is the response of the average temperature to a given change in the greenhouse gas concentrations. Scientists describe this as the climate sensitivity and focus on the degrees centigrade by which the Earth will warm, for a doubling of CO2 from 280 parts per million in the pre-industrial era to 560 parts per million. The doubling of CO2 is not only a convenient and easily understood unit of account, but is also the scale of man-made change that we can expect by 2050 if we don't head off the carbon emissions earlier. To measure the climate sensitivity, scientists can use at least two main tools. The first is the climate record itself, dating back hundreds of thousands of years. Ingenious methods have been developed by climatologists to uncover the Earth's ancient temperature history, together with the accompanying CO2 concentrations. Among them is the use of subtle isotopic measurements from ice samples, rock formations, and other bits of geological evidence. The second is the use of computer models of the Earth's climate system to predict on basic scientific principles how large the greenhouse effect should be. There are around 20 large-scale climate models used by scientific groups around the world. These models are constantly being examined and compared to learn what is robust in our scientific knowledge and what is more uncertain. The range of climate sensitivity is now judged to be 2 to 4.5 degrees centigrade for a doubling of CO2, with the best estimate 3 degrees centigrade, 5.4 degrees Fahrenheit. CO2, we have noted, is not the only greenhouse gas. Each of the greenhouse gases has its own distinctive effect on global warming. The full story of the other greenhouse gases is complex, and society will have to attend to all of the greenhouse gases, not merely carbon dioxide. Yet CO2 is the most important of the gases because the anthropogenic emissions of CO2 are large and rapidly rising. The effects on the climate are enormous, especially taking into account the presumed positive feedback of higher water vapor in the atmosphere. And the anthropogenic increases in CO2 in the atmosphere will tend to persist for centuries, while the buildup of some other greenhouse gases can be reversed in a much shorter time period if and when emissions of those gases are brought under control. Greenhouse gas trajectories. There are three key dimensions to take into account when looking at greenhouse gas emissions. The first is the flow of emissions, which is the amount of the gas that is emitted per year. The second is the net uptake of those emissions into the atmosphere. When carbon dioxide is emitted, some is taken up by the land in the form of plant matter and carbon dioxide in the soils, and some is dissolved in the ocean. Roughly one half of the emissions currently ends up in the atmosphere. The third dimension that is crucial, indeed the one that determines the greenhouse effect, is the concentration of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. When we track all of these together, the emissions, the uptake in the atmosphere versus land and ocean, and the concentration in the atmosphere, we speak of a greenhouse gas budget. Consider the carbon dioxide budget. Roughly 31 billion tons, or gigatons, of carbon dioxide are now emitted annually as of 2007. Of these, about half, or 15 billion tons, goes into the atmosphere, with the rest absorbed in the natural sinks of land and ocean. The annual rise of 15 billion tons translates into a rising concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Each additional 7.8 billion tons is equivalent to one part per million in the atmosphere, so that an extra 15 tons each year is equivalent to a rise of 2 parts per million. Assuming that we can make an estimate of the annual emissions in the future, based on projections of fossil fuel use and deforestation, and then calculate the share of those emissions that go into the atmosphere, we can trace out a future scenario of carbon dioxide concentrations in the atmosphere. Then, knowing the climate sensitivity, it is possible to determine a range of temperature increases that corresponds with the trajectory of carbon emissions. If the world were to continue at its current rate of emissions, which is causing an annual rise of roughly 2 parts per million, the carbon concentration would rise from 380 parts per million today to 560 parts per million, a doubling of the pre-industrial CO2, in 90 years, or by the end of the 21st century. The doubling of CO2 is often judged to be the outer limit of tolerable risk for society. Beyond that level of CO2, the damages of climate change may prove to be uncontrollably high. Yet the business-as-usual path is much worse than this, because we are on a steeply rising slope of emissions due to the rapid economic growth of China, India, and much of the rest of the convergent world economy. If we take into account that rapid growth, it is likely that we will reach a doubling of CO2 not by 2100, but by around 2050.